Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Shots Brothers, I hear you, brother. Shots Brothers, first show, Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, my brother? Can you hear me?
My man.
My man, loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. It is March 9th, 2024.
Trump's killing it.
Just took a little sip of water because I'm going to do a little Patron here in a little bit. Shots, brothers.
So let's do our shot of the day.
All right, let's start it out.
We're going to do shot of the day. And we'll promote one liquor every time we do a show. One liquor every time we do a show. So what liquor are you promoting today?
We have the Made in Mexico Patron Silver.
Oh,
beautiful bottle with a nice cork. it's like a lime green label with a nice ribbon. The ribbon just broke, but that's all right. And then see if we can hear this.
Oh, the tequila makes the clothes fall off, eh?
Can you hear this?
Oh. Let me hear it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do a little sip here. Do a little pour. Not too much. Not too little. There we are. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful. Smells delicious. Smells like fun is what it smells like. It smells like a good time. All right.
Was it good?
Was
it?
Listen through the gums. Look out, liver. Here it comes.
Oh, here we go. Patron.
Delicious. Smooth.
Kidding. I'm a little jealous. I don't have, I have my clothes on.
It gives you that great heat. You know that chest heat you get after a good shot?
Yeah. Is it clean? Clean shot?
Dude, it's clean. I just took a little sip of water, just not much, but I didn't need it. I'm just kind of
a
rookie.
Not a big drinker.
No. I'm a smoker. I'm a toker. I'm a midnight toker.
You're
toker. El Patron. El Patron, is that you? See you long. I don't know, man. It gets me going, Patron. It's dangerous for me. Tequila. Like last time, remember last time we were on the phone doing shots of tequila? I got hammered. you're drunk. I'm like, I think I'm drunk. Anyways, dude, the world is crazy, man. From the last time we did a show, Brothers Grimm, or fucking that Buzz show, fuck, dude.
Ooh.
The world is. Sorry. I just said.
Whoa.
The whole world going to hell in a handbasket.
I'm on the phone with you every time we talk with Brad. He never cusses. As soon as we get on the radio, bam.
We just talked about it. I apologize. It's not going
to
happen again. I forgot we're public.
No, I can talk to you. I can talk to you all day long. And you cuss a few times. Maybe. But as soon as I get you on the radio, bam.
There goes the sponsor. There goes the Patron. Right out the door. Silver Patron is off the list.
There go the advertisers.
I told you. It's liquor.
There you go. You don't
want
to get paid.
They want rated R. This one's for free. Sorry. Not going to happen again. El Patron. I apologize. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about, dude? We got hundreds of billions of topics. World War III, election, terrible drivers. What are you drinking, by the way?
I drink Busch Light. I'm a good old boy.
What are you drinking right now?
Busch Light.
Are you making a bunch of left-hand turns drinking Busch Light?
Busch.
Everybody like Busch.
Yeah, I just it beer is all kinds normal beer. I mean, we're Gen Xers. I'm a Gen X.
Gen X, 75.
I remember.
For me.
Let's go back to 93.
Do another shot.
1993,
dude.
Let's go back to 10/20.
Oof, that was a good time.
You want to go back 10/20?
Let's do it.
Let's go back to 10/20.
Tell everybody what 10/20 was.
So 10/20 was a house with about, six of us?
Yeah, I didn't live there. I didn't live there. It
no,
was,
I know you did.
Yeah, there's five or six of you.
Yeah, did, but you didn't.
Did.
You did. It, but you did. You're more than welcome to stay the night anytime you want. Anybody and everybody wants.
I remember freaking Dave would drive me home every night, and then I'd rollerblade during the day back in 10/20.
How long was that rollerblade, dude? That had to be, 10 miles?
I was in such good shape then. Oh, man, I used to ride. Remember your Trek bike? I used to ride that to work when we lived by Central.
Yeah.
10/20 was my killer house down by the university with five good friends. I think it was during the summer. So it was summertime.
Yeah.
Keg every night.
Well, and here's the thing I'm getting at with the kegs. So Max Krause, bless his soul. Rest in peace, brother. So he wanted the kind beer.
Like Fat Tire or something?
He wanted a keg of Fat Tire. And I'm like,
the hippie expensive route.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Which is not good. It's the lease is under my name. Okay, so you can. I'll give you that. He didn't even live there, and I'll give you a whole other story. There's a whole other story that one, and so I let him have that keg downstairs, but everybody had to go through the front door, and I had the Coors Light. I had Coors Light, and I had all the red cups. And I would make rent in one night.
On the red cups?
On the red cups. I'd make rent.
Oh, shit. In my pocket, I just found a pin. Oh, I did it again.
Good.
Every
time. There goes another sponsor.
There goes another. You would sell no cover charge. You just come in. If you want a cup, you need $3 a cup, $5 a cup, right?
I believe it was $5 a cup.
$5
all you can drink. And, yeah.
And usually one keg would be finished and we go get another.
Yeah, we go get
multiple
another.
Multiple kegs for a night.
Yeah. That's when.
Yeah, it was party central.
I'll never forget Rotor. We would go and get one. And Rotor, His truck that is worth $30,000 now. It's just a piece of shit truck.
Oh,
piece
yeah. With the two gas tanks. Was that a GMC?
It was a GMC. Long bed, black and white. And we're going to pick up. Yeah, we're going to pick one up. And I'll never forget, it was that stoplight right across the street from 7-Eleven, right? And then you got the pool. Okay. And he goes, and I'm giving him a ton of crap. And he goes, if you don't shut the F up.
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
If you don't shut the F up, I'm going to suck your dick. And I said,
that's not what he said. He said, if you don't shut the F up, I'm going to put your D in my mouth.
And he goes, oh, I'll never forget the look on his face. He's like, oh, God. Oh, God. I can't. I'm like, what the hell did you just say?
I'll never forget when you came back to the house and told the story and your high-pitched laugh. You couldn't even finish.
I couldn't. He goes, you better not tell anybody. And I was like, oh, I'm telling everybody that came out of your mouth. I can't believe that came out of your mouth. And the minute I walked in.
Let's be real quiet here. One second. Hold on. You hear that?
I heard that.
You hear a pop?
Ooh, another shot.
A Patron cork. Yes, it is.
Oh,
I can't help it. Here we go.
Just brothers, baby. Just shots, brothers.
Brothers.
Everybody. Everybody listening. I want callers. I want callers to come in.
Oh, yeah. Call in. 563-999-3404. Nobody will call in because we're brand new. All right,
I want to hear about women's problems.
Oh, this is nice, dude. This
is going to
be a good
problem.
One. Okay, here we go. Shots Brothers, number two. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. My boy's not drinking. My boy is. You see this? We're going to turn him into an alcoholic.
Oh, you are, especially with Silver Patron. Patron Silver. Oof.
Patron Silver.
Good. That is good, dude. Something about tequila. I don't know what it is.
So, Patron Silver, listen.
A beautiful bottle, 750 milliliter, 40% alcohol, 80% proof. Jeco y Mexico, made in Mexico. It even has handwritten, inspected by the hand bottling. So HP did ours. HP, number 23,265. Patron Silver. Delicious. Handcrafted in Mexico. Imported. Coral Gables, Florida. That sounds like a fun place to go. I want to go there. Coral Gables, Florida. Let's go play some golf.
It's pretty neat how that thing is, how tequila is made.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it with the agave plant? I don't really know.
Yeah, it's with that. That's the... Basically, in Mexico.
Is it in a barrel for a while, too?
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to go to Mexico and do a tour.
Yeah, I'm not going to Mexico anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, I'll go to Cabo any second. I'd go to Cabo tomorrow if I could.
Oh, heaven.
We got back from St. Thomas, and, oh, dude, Jen upgraded us on the way to... we had to go to Charlotte, then Charlotte to St. Thomas. For $200, United said they'd upgrade us to first class. I was like, what the? We were first class. I was like, never. I'm usually poor by the toilet in the back.
Well, first
and that's
class.
Where we were on all the other flights. We were right by the toilet. You're smelling people fart. But the very first flight, LAX to Charlotte, North Carolina, we were the very first row. First ones on, first ones off. I was drunk off Tito's vodka. Jen said I was snoring. It was the best flight I've ever had in my life.
Thank you, American Airlines. There's another sponsor.
We encourage you to get that American Airlines app, sign up for that credit card, get 60,000 points. Boom. You're welcome, American Airlines. But the fart from Miami to LAX, it was terrible. Somebody was farting for 6 hours straight, and you just, every now and then, you just get a waft that someone just crop dusted you. I wanted to jump off the plane, dude.
You know,
air travel's
you,
over.
You know, did you fly planes as a child?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, with my dad. We flew to Houston. We flew Houston twice, and then I think we did Florida once. And it was, like, orderly, nice. They served you food. There was even smoking. I remember ashtrays.
There was smoking. And how did everybody look?
From what I remember, everybody looked like it was 1980s Reagan, so you know how they looked.
it was professional. Everybody, when they went on a plane, even when I was a child, my mom made me look good. You had to look good.
You have that story about where you dressed nice one time and you got upgraded to first class because the stewardess said everyone dressed like slobs.
I did. I'll never forget. I think it was American Airlines. And
once again,
I went
American
up,
Airlines, get that app.
American Airlines, it used to be, and apparently you still are. I haven't looked into
only
you yet.
First class.
But I'll tell you what, I went up there and she was hot. She was hot and I looked at her and I was dressed right. You know, like everybody, not flip-flops and like, oh, hey, we're going to the beach, dude. Or, hey, we're going to bed. Let's go to bed and get on the plane. No. I don't even want to get into it. I can't deal with this shit anymore.
I can't fly anymore. This trip made it. It's either first class or I'm not going.
Yeah. So
I'm a snob,
so
I won't be going.
Look how nice he's dressed. Look how nice. And I was not 21. I think I was like 19 at the time.
What were you wearing?
Button-up shirt, tie.
Yeah, baby, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'2", that helps. What's up, ladies?
All the time, and you know, blah blah blah. And of course, you know, she probably won the piece of this.
Piece of that action.
So, anyway, she goes. I want to tell her friends. She goes, I want to bump up to first class. He looks so good. He looks so good. He looks first class.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You know, I'm making, you know, like $12 an hour at the time. This might have been, I want to say 93.
Oh, you just flipped up.
I was making, you know, decent money back then. Not real, you know, but they don't pay $12 an hour now. I was making that 93.
They pretty much do pay $12 an hour now. It's terrible. Everything costs.
You know, they got. Oh, good Lord.
Dude,
they
made $12 an hour, but it was 39 cent tacos at Taco Bell. Remember when they raised the 49 cents? We were outraged.
What
do you want to get into?
Let's get into wages. So they're talking.
We're at the 10-minute mark. 10-minute mark.
So they're talking wages to be $20 an hour in Tennessee. My home
what they're
going to
do here in April. in California. All fast food workers, 20 minimum.
Well, they're talking about it. Are they talking about it?
No.
Or are they going to do it?
In a few days, less than 30 days, if you work at Yak in the Box, you get a raise to $20 an hour.
So they're just going to cut.
Unless you bake bread, there's one, like, stipulation. If you bake bread on site, you don't have to pay $20 an hour. But so everybody else who doesn't bake bread, you're screwed. So what they're going to do already is they're going to either cut staff or make whoever's working there now do a person and a half job, and they're going to raise prices so that a Jack in the Box is going to be, you know, $15 every time you go for one person. They're not going to absorb the cost. The rich owners of Jack in the Box, the individual, you know, franchisee guy, is not going to absorb the cost at all.
Well, the guy that makes $800,000 a year can't afford somebody to make a minimal, a livable wage. Some
no,
guy
then
that
means he might make $400,000.
A Lamborghini or a Porsche or a Mercedes.
Saw a Lamborghini SUV the other day. The SUV.
But whatever else, he can't afford to pay somebody $20 an hour. My ass.
Nope.
I've gotten in a big fight with these guys that own restaurants in Tennessee. And I'm telling you right now, if you can't afford to pay your employee $20 an hour, get out
you
of
shouldn't
here.
Have a job. Exactly. I agree. If you can't afford to have a job that pays somebody enough to have an apartment and a car, you shouldn't even, you're not ready for employees.
Screw that. Insurance. Just health insurance.
Exactly.
Car insurance.
Imagine.
Home insurance. You know what?
Imagine all that.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you try and work on $600 a week? Why don't you try and do it?
And then,
it ain't
then
gonna happen.
When they ain't paying you nothing, right? And they want your full attention for 40 hours that week, and they want you to be an all-star. Yet you can't afford to live. So why do they think people don't want to work? They can't figure it out. They're like, oh, I don't understand. People are just lazy. Nah, working man in America, we're tired of it.
Why
we're tired of it.
Want to work? Nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to work for $12 an hour anymore. What's going on? F you guys. You know what?
Pay.
It's time to pay up. Pay the money.
It's time. It is time. It's been long time.
Long time.
They're too cheap, dude. They're going to replace us with robots before they pay us. They'll rather invest that money into technology than to more humans, to where now I have to have an HR person because now we have sexual harassment between the employees because they didn't use the right pronouns. I just want robots, you know. Number five, he's alive. He'll just do whatever I tell him. Johnny Five, whatever that show was.
Hey, what should minimum wage be if we went off 1980? You gave me that one time.
Oh,
it should
dude,
be
I
like
think it's like
dollars an
like
hour
32,
right now.
$32 an hour, something like that.
If we were correct, it should be $32 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not including inflation.
Yeah, well, that's
correct?
Not even probably including that was with China Joe Biden and his inflation. It probably should be 36. Maybe I'm way off, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am.
Way off. But I'm thinking 40. 40 would be good.
40? That's like Caltrans money out here. That's the unions out here are making 40 an hour. I think they start at 43.80 an hour.
Good
Caltrans. Yeah, to stand around and put, they can't even do math. They put seams right where my tires go. Instead of putting the seams right where the lane should be, it's right where your tires are. The whole, like, what is going on? We got a competency problem in this country. We turn retarded. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Should I do another little lip? Should I do another little yipper?
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen, listen. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is beautiful. So the bottle has a little condensation on it right now. It's perfect Patron Silver. It has like a little bee, little bumblebee on it or something. Cool bottle. All right, good thing I had a good lunch. Here we go.
Over the lips, through the gums. Look out, liver.
Look out, liver. There we go. Smooth operator. I like.
Smooth operator.
That's not bad, dude. Jin's in for a rude awakening tonight, let me tell you. El Patron! Hello, it's El Patron! All right, Josh Brothers. Josh Brothers' first show, 3 minutes. So we'll try and do a show, what, every Saturday afternoon, maybe? Maybe more? We could do Friday night, Saturday afternoon. Well, Saturday afternoon works best because then we can actually do shots and not have to worry about the next day.
I like the Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. And we're prime time. It'll probably be around the same time, probably 4 o'clock.
Are we live? So people,
yeah, we're live. They could be. I doubt it because we're just starting out. Like nobody knows we exist. Like you got to get. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
But we're live.
So what I'd like to do is, Shots Brothers. Boy, me and my boy Schultz, Larson and Schultz. We would like to test out. Shots. We want to test out different liquors. So if anybody's listening, we want your business. Send us your email.
All right, let me give you an email. Hold on, let me go get it here. Go ahead, keep talking.
And then we want your alcohol. So we can test out and we'll rate it.
Oh, the British lady just said 90 seconds. We got 90 seconds left. So it's, what is it? Shots. I think it's shotsbrothersshow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Is that what it, I think it was shotsbrothers.com, right?
I don't know. We'll make sure next show for sure. I'm not prepared off that. I'm 3 shots deep in El Patron Silver. All right, we got the British lady with a lovely rump said we have 60 seconds, Larson. What do you want to say to our lovely listeners?
Know your amendment rights and love your guns.
Love your guns. Absolutely. And enjoy your shots, Patron Silver, American Airlines. So if you can take a vacation on American Airlines to a nice tropical island, I suggest that you get a little bit of Patron Silver and enjoy. That's my advice to everybody, at least once in your life. American Airlines, Tropical Airlines, Patron Silver. Done. Guaranteed good time. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up. We're going to have music come in 10 seconds. All right, Larson. Awesome, my brother. Love you, my brother. We'll do it again.
Next Saturday,
Blog Talk Radio. We're trying to get social, spread it out. We'll get our email all lined up and hopefully get listeners. You can call in next time. All right, let's see. Boom, that's it.
Bam.
All right, brother. Adios.
Adios.